My mum was Rose Tauss. She were born at Wintringham, which was about 3 or 4 miles from where my dad were born. They met over there, did a bit of courting over there, and then arranged to get married, and then my dad came over here to try and find better work, better paid job. And he moved over and went to live with Mrs. Chu while they got a house, and then they got married back over at Wintringham, and my mum came over here with him. I went to Woodlesford School. Mr. Wright was headmaster. Mr. Dorman, Daddy Dorman, we called him, he was assistant headmaster. And I went to Woodlesford School while, I don't know what I'd start age, I'd be probably 41 when I was 5, up to being 11, and I passed my scholarship and went to Rothwell Grammar School. I had me limits to how far I'd go, and I knew I had to keep them limits because I didn't like to get the wrong side of my dad's left hook, backhander. And I was football mad. I used to go watching Woodlesford School wherever they played. My mum and dad would take me, Great Press and Swillett and Alton. I loved football, cricket. Played a lot of cricket. We used to play in Wreck, which were other side of the road to where I lived. You won't remember that. That's part of Northwood Falls now. And I used to like to go down to Estish Farm. That were down at the lower side of football pitch. There was three brothers, I think. John, was it? John Hurst, George, and little Freddie. And they lived at bottom of Pickpocket Lane. And they used to build Romany caravans. And they were spot on. They were a sight to be seen when they finished with them. They were brilliant at that. They were wheelwrights as well. They made the wheels and the lot.
Didn't they have a big stone in the yard?
I think they did, yeah. Wheels? Yeah, it was there a long while, that. They had a sister as well. I forgot what they called her. She was never married. I don't think any of them married.
Did the gypsies used to come and buy the caravans?
I don't know who bought them, because they were fairly private people. John used to do most at farming. They had horses down at Woodlesford Farm. They had the stables down there, but they lived at the bottom of Pickpocket.
And did you go down the canal very much?
We used to go down the canal, yeah. There was a little pond down there. We called it Goyt. We used to go down there catching little tiddlers and newts. And that was when I got a bit older and I was allowed to go a bit further.
And did you ever go in the factory that was down there?
I don't think so, no. That were run by Denison's.
Tell me a bit about the houses that you lived in. Describe the house to me where you were born.
It was a terrace, end terrace house. A small kitchen, a room and 2 bedrooms. And we moved from there across Church Street to number 8, from 13 to number 8, which was slightly bigger but not a lot. We had a cellar at number 8. And I don't think we had it number 13.
And what was the kitchen like in both houses?
Not very big. You went from the kitchen to up the stairs to get the kitchen were from led upstairs into the bedrooms, 2 bedrooms, outside toilet, no hot and cold water.
Yeah. And how did you heat the places?
Just one fire. That's all we had, one fire. Well, one fire in the kitchen and one in the room, but we didn't open the room up only on a Sunday for special occasions.
Did you have gas in those houses?
We had gas, yeah.
For what?
Cooking.
You had it for cooking, did you? Not just for lighting?
No, we had electric, yeah. So we had a meter.
And what were the floors like? What did you have on the floor?
Well, coconut matting. And they used to prick rugs, get up close, cut them up, and they had I can see my mother doing it now, my dad, one at one end, one at other. And they used to cut them about that long, and they had proper things for threading them through. You'd buy a piece of material, do rugs like that.
But the floor itself was made out of what?
Concrete.
Stone
slabs. And
you had two bedrooms, did you?
Two bedrooms and a cellar.
You had a cellar on one?
Well, we had a cellar at number 8.
Right.
I can't remember if there was a cellar at the other side or not. I don't think there were.
So what happened next to your mum and dad in terms of where they lived?
They moved up onto 6th Avenue, roughly 1947. And my mum died there. She was only 58. And my dad stayed there a while because my sister lived next door to him. And then we got him a bungalow down at the bottom of Holmesley Crest. He won a lot of prizes for his garden, though. But he had a vegetable plot, a greenhouse, and a lovely garden at the front, lawned.
And did he have gardens down in Church Street then?
No, we didn't have it. He had an allotment. Allotment is where All Saints is now. Not just at back at Parish Rome. Because when we lived at Woodlesford, my mum and dad were caretakers at Parish Rome. Well, Mr James, he was vicar then.
And what did he grow on the allotment?
Vegetables. And we had a dozen hens on there as well.
So what, with the rabbits, the hens, the vegetables, you were pretty self-sufficient then, weren't you?
Well, he brought that all over. I mean, that's what they did over there at farmlands. It was shooting and ferreting, and they lived off the land mainly. He loved gardening, my dad, and Mr Mackenzie wanted somebody to do his gardening for him.
Who was Mr Mackenzie?
He was Ed Brewer at Bentley's. And my dad used to go down there and do his gardening, cut his lawns. He were in charge. Mr Mackenzie used to say, "You do what you think he's doing, Eli. If you want any seeds or what, you tell me." And he was bossing garden. Yeah, he used to go down and do gardening at Applegarth. There'd be half an acre, including the house itself.
And did they go down to the railway line?
No, they didn't go that far down. They used to go down to, I forgot what they call that place, a bit lower down. There used to be a little few houses down there. Two old ladies lived down there, and I think I'm not sure if they're still up, or did they knock them down Applegarth? And that, if you went then, you could carry on walking down onto where my dad used to go, Applegarth Bridge. There were an old muck track there, and the lads from the mill used to go down that way.
And did you ever go in that house yourself?
Yeah, I used to go down and play with Ian. That was Mr Mackenzie's son, and they had a daughter, Anne. We used to play about in gardens, footballing and cricket, and then get into trouble with my dad for making a mess of his lawn.
And how big was that house then, would you say? I mean, is it like a big country house? Or?
Yeah, very big. A very big kitchen, and then a big dining hall, and then what you'd call a lounge.
Right.
But they were all big rooms.
How did Mr Mackenzie travel about? Did he have a car, or did he use a horse?
No, he had a car. One of the first blokes to get a car, working class blokes, were Len Ellis. A little other Mayflowers, Triumph Mayflower, I think. He was one of the first. Well, then he lived in first house. We lived in bottom house, in that row.
Did your dad like a drink? Did he go in the local pubs?
He used to have a drink, yeah. He used to go down at Buck, playing bar billiards, dominoes. And I used to know my dad went down there. And one Saturday, I went missing. And Saturday dinner time, I was 3 year old, I think, and I was waiting outside at Buck's. I thought step when my dad came out. And then I liked a pint ever since.
What kind of pub was it, the Buck?
Tetley's, very friendly family pub. All the lads, old Appleyards, Ellis's, all them, they used to go in playing billiards and talking and just generally enjoying the cell and having a pint together.
And what about the other pubs in the village when you were younger then, like the Two Pointers and the Midland Hotel?
Arthur Morton, he were a butcher as well, were Arthur. He had a butcher's shop at Swillin. If they went down there, he'd let us go in the back room with his lad, Dennis. And Dennis still lives at village, Dennis.
What, you mentioned your dad was a gardener and the ferret and the going to the pub a bit.
An outside man. He'd come home from work. I can remember him when we lived round there, and my mum would have his dinner ready. He'd come in, have his dinner, go open back the garden, open the door into the back garden, sit on top step, roll himself a cigar, get a woodbine out, and look in round garden to see it, and then that would be up when he'd had his smoke. He were into the greenhouse, or cut it lawns, or tidying his garden up. Can't remember him doing much washing up or all like that.
What else did your dad get up to?
Well, they formed what they called Comic Band, a group of lads in village, or men in village, and they used to go around playing in this comic band from pub to pub, collecting, and that, I think that went towards... Oh, I don't know. No, they used to organise trips from village buses to the seaside for kids under... Well, not underprivileged, but we didn't have a lot of money. And we used to go off on day trips, maybe 10 or 12 big buses.
Tell me more about the comic band. Did they dress up?
Oh, yeah, they were dressed up. My dad and Len Ellis were old Mother Riley and Kitty. I can't remember. There were some right characters in it. Tommy Pop, Joe Copley.
And what kind of instruments did they play?
Tommy Talkers. They used to just blow in them. You could play any tune you wanted if you were a bit... If you knew a tune, you could knock a tune out on them. But Joe Copley was a good cornet player, and Joe used to go around more or less orchestrating comic band, and rest of the lads would have a Tommy Talker. But there was one good man that used to play big drum, and I can't remember his name. It was a big do, and then I think they used to finish up in possibly in Olsey's Field somewhere in Alton for a... games and tug-of-wars, and it was a good day.
And as kids, did you go following the band then?
Yeah, we followed the band round, yeah.
And did they have a drink at every pub?
If they got offered one, yeah. They didn't say no to slape ale. If you don't know what that is, that means a free pint.